B-Pod Studios.
Two, one, broadcast. I like how I start off with different things every time.
We are live.
We are live on the broadcast.
Coming to you live.
In a theater near you.
In high definition.
In color television.
Loren, do you have the baby with you?
I do.
What's he doing?
He's sleeping right now, but every time I go quiet for like a few minutes and then I start to talk again, I startle him.
Poor thing. Man, we just found out a really funny nugget about Loren that we're going to have to talk about tomorrow.
I don't know if it's embarrassing or not.
I don't know. I think you have a gauntlet of emotions going through your head right now, and we'll get all that laid out tomorrow.
Because it's something I found out about myself today, too.
Right.
Yeah. It's.
And you're kind of upset, but you're kind of not. You're appalled,
but
you're also happy.
I think you're excited about
it. Yeah. All the emotions are going through. We're going to talk about that tomorrow. We'll do it at 8:05 or 7:50, somewhere around there. We haven't planned the show yet, although Nicole's going to ask us.
Can we get a bee sweep in?
Yeah, how about your show plan?
We don't know the show plan yet. We're still trying to figure it out.
Right. Roy and I are going to be off, and Loren will be off too, Thursday and Friday. And
yeah, but you're traveling. I'm Sterling and I wanted to go up to Asheville, but we didn't want to take Callie up there and leave her in a hotel room.
Is Nicole not going to watch Callie?
Well, I think she's going to watch the weekend that we're off. That I'm
another week we're off.
Yeah, but I didn't want to hit her up twice in a row.
What about having somebody do the walks and leave her at home so she's comfortable? Rover
in her cage all day.
She has
Last
to be crated.
Callie was at home by herself. She got out.
That's true too. Yeah, she has to be crated now. She's a crater dog. She starts scratching furniture when we're not there.
Yeah, no go.
No go.
But some, you know what? Honestly, the dog, she might enjoy the feel safer in the crate.
That's true.
Dog psychologists say that. That's
all
a
I
thing.
Know is whenever I see her, she's dying to get out of it.
Yeah.
Well,
that's because you're there.
You're home, yeah.
Do you have a camera on her when no one's home, although Sterling's always home?
Yeah, we do. I have a camera on her right now.
But she's probably not crated.
Oh, probably not, yeah. Because Sterling's here.
What if you checked it and Sterling's in the crate and Callie was doing the working on the computer?
Things have really rapidly deteriorated.
That would be
home.
Awesome.
No, that's the other thing I think we're dealing with, and I'm sure other dog owners are dealing with it too. She is always with someone now, and if I'm fearful for when things go back to normal because she's not going to be able to handle it well.
Yep.
She already doesn't handle when him and I run down the road for 20 minutes and leave her in her cage. She freaks out.
I mean, I think it's the same with kids right now. Like, Cash is not used to Dallas and I being around 24/7. So when he was doing his therapy, his speech therapy here at the house, he would start with the therapist and he'd just be asking for us for the whole time. But we're both upstairs working.
Yeah. They don't understand the concept that.
Yeah.
That this is not normal.
And then you have somebody like Dean who understands everything and is just taking it in stride. You know, I feel really bad for him and everybody that's starting school. He's starting the second grade and he's only going to be going one day a week to class, which is better than what they were doing last time. And I mentioned school today because Loren's playing Can't Beat Loren. And I said, hey, I know like year-round school started on July 20th, which was yesterday for the most part. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those schools are private schools, Loren, and they don't have to follow state guidelines and stuff. So they can open if they want.
So are they going 5 days a week?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple friend of ours have their kids going and they're like, we couldn't be happier. And Roy and I went to look at the website, and there's not one mention of COVID-19 on the website, not what they're doing.
That's concerning.
Nothing at all. Well, I would have to think that the family's got an email privately.
On how to handle what they're doing to handle the infection. Hey, listen, our leader, Donald Trump, is now all for wearing masks, so I don't know what people are going to do. Have you seen that?
Well, yeah.
Is he wearing the mask now?
Yeah, he's wearing a mask now. He's all for it.
It's got the presidential seal on it. And then I saw him in one with
the...
It's the
most patriotic thing you can do.
He said the Celebrity Apprentice logo was on one of them.
I don't know if that Kanye, was true.
Kanye 2020 was on another one that he was wearing.
Now he's definitely being satire.
AshleyMadison.com. He'll wear anything. But... So Amanda was like, you know, it's hard because Dean's going back to school one day a week, which is good because then they can socially distance these kids. If Dean's got 20 kids in the class, Loren, and he's going 4 days a week, that means that that's five kids in his group each day, right? Mm-hmm. But the teachers aren't going to be the same. So his virtual teachers for 4 days are going to be different than his actually in-class teacher.
Wow. why.
I mean, is it worth him going in for one day a week? Is that worth it?
That's what Union County is doing. You know, what CMS is doing is sending their kids for 2 weeks to get set up, and then they're sending them out for virtual learning.
For the whole year?
No, not for the whole year. It's all fluid and can change at any moment. But that's their early plan, is that the kids will come in, meet their teachers for 2 weeks, then go virtual. I think it's one week of school and then virtual.
I asked my nieces, you know, because they're doing the virtual remote learning thing. And I said, when do you think you'll go back to school? And by the way, they're like 6 and 4. She's like, when we're 10. Like, she just created the age.
And she's not wrong.
And I'm like, you're probably right. Like, it's probably going to be a minute before you go back to school.
Yeah, so, you know, Dean's excited because it's important. You know, as like we've said before, as important as it is for your physical health to avoid COVID-19 and to stay healthy, stay physical, it's also important mentally. And, you know, the mental thing is being around other kids and being able to interact with a teacher in a classroom. I'm sorry. Like, yes, we're learning a lot of things about COVID and, like, how we've reinvented ourselves, right? I mean, maybe we don't need to have a movie theater packed with 75 people in it. Maybe you don't need 75,000 people at a football game. Like, maybe we can leave a seat in between everyone.
Well, then we wouldn't be the big capitalist society making all the money.
Well, of course. Then owners of the NFL are going to be like, no, I want that seat paid for.
Yeah.
You know, they're the assholes behind all this. But it's true, though. Like it's just kind of reinventing. And who says if it's right or wrong? Let's try something. That's all.
Yeah. I honestly, personally don't see NFL going more than 2 weeks this year.
They already canceled their preseason games.
I thought they agreed on 2 preseason
games. The players now don't want any.
Oh.
They want to just, they're like, if I'm going to put myself at risk, I want it to be worth something and mean something.
There was something I was supposed to do in September, and I've been meaning I need to cancel because I'm like, Corona is not getting better.
Were you hosting something?
Maybe. But there was something that at the time, like back in March, I'm like, oh, this will be done by September.
Oh,
yeah,
I know
I
what it
it.
Is.
You
the
do?
Eastwood Homes Golf Tournament.
Is that what it is?
That's one that we talked about.
Maybe.
Yeah, but you're outside. You can still social distance.
Yeah, but
I think that's still going to be a go.
Do you think so?
Yeah, golf is still happening.
If I get my own golf cart and I can hide from all of you.
It'll be different, though. Like, you won't be able to congregate around a hole.
We all had a massive breakfast where, like, 100 people were standing right next to each other last time.
Yeah, like, that'll
be
different.
That won't happen.
Nope.
People have masks.
People won't be able to do buffets.
Are buffets ever going to come back?
Well, Golden Corral's already up and going. So, but I think,
would you go
to a buffet? I'm not a big fan of buffet already because it's just food that just sits there. And I like to have it fresh.
I know. I want to go to that Asian buffet on 74 so bad, though.
You know, but like that, even like Asian, it's like, why would I want to have General Tso's chicken that's been soaking in sauce for an hour versus have it fried fresh right there?
See, that's the way you look at it. I see it as I can have a nonstop amount of General Tso's chicken, fried rice, egg rolls.
Yeah, but how much could you really eat?
I don't know. I'd give it a good run, though.
But the thing
I love
about
Asian food, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
But it's not like, how much can you eat? It's the variety.
Yeah,
of
the selection. Yeah,
I can also get sushi at this place, I think.
Right.
I Golden Corral is not bad. They have a lunch service that I used to love. One, they used to have chicken tenders. They stopped doing that because evidently I would get like 20 tenders.
Ugh.
And I shut them down. But they they do these mini burger sliders, and I was like, that's like the only time I would be able to do like a Golden Corral because they would have fresh, just made burger sliders, and then I'd be like, okay, well, I'll take some fries that's been sitting or mac and cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
When do you think the last time Lorraine was at a buffet was?
I don't even, she's Googling Golden Corral. She's like, what is it? But you know, Golden Corral is so expensive.
I've seen a Golden Corral before, Roy, on the sign that says food exit ahead.
We never stop at those, but
what is not your favorite wrong. Fast food place? Kidding. Isn't it like Hardee's or Arby's or something?
Arby's. I love
Holy
Arby's.
Shit, that is so funny about you.
I've been getting into Arby's. They have the Market Fresh sandwiches. Mm-hmm. I've been getting into that a little bit lately.
Yeah, but their french fries are good. Their shakes are good. Curly fries. Everything there is good.
They have good turnovers, nice crunchy, flaky cherry and apple turnovers with icing.
I've never had their turnovers.
Let's go get some calories.
Well, here's
today.
The good news. When you and Roy go on a road trip to hand out Frontline Hero signs, one of the most exciting things is where we're going for lunch.
That is a fun part of figuring out lunch.
So
and
far.
And you and I have like traveled like 1,000 miles. I'm passing the buck on.
Let's explain the situation. We have these signs, thanks to our friends at Window Nation. They paid for these signs to say the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show Frontline Hero lives here, basically. And so people nominated their frontline heroes, whether it was themselves or someone they know, to be a frontline hero. And we put the signs on their front yard. That's the awesome news. The even better news is that it's all over the Carolinas, both north and south, different counties, different towns.
Love it.
The bad news is that it's so spread out and we're driving there and literally putting them in people's yards, like physically, not just mailing them, that, Loren, you can travel for 3 hours and deliver 4 signs.
Okay.
You know?
It's not like UPS.
It's not efficient.
It's not efficient.
Yeah.
You know, we delivered 5 signs in 5 hours. And you're like, and by the way, 4 of the signs were within 10 minutes of each other. The rest was just driving really far away.
And then Roy and I are so excited about where we're going to go eat. We went to Zaxby's in one trip because there's not one close to me. And then
I've never eaten at Zaxby's either.
We went to Freddy's.
Freddy's was great. And the cool move is you don't plan that. You don't plan the food. You're on the road, so you just got to figure it out.
Yeah. Listen to this. This is when we were traveling to deliver signs. We got somebody recognized us, Loren. Listen.
Thank you so much for listening.
Oh, all the time. Even though I'm working from home this week, all the time. You guys are so funny.
We appreciate that.
If you know Sarah.
Do you know Sarah?
Yeah, my neighbor. Yeah, she's a nurse.
Yeah, we just did a frontline hero sign there.
She deserves it.
Yeah.
She's been working really hard, even though she's got all that family. So you guys are great.
Thank you for listening.
Bye, you guys. Bye.
What do you think she meant by that?
What? Which part?
She's been working really hard, even though she's got all that family.
She has a lot. She's working hard at home and at work.
Oh, the term "even though" threw me off.
Well, yeah.
She
okay.
Have a lot of kids.
Apparently, I don't know. She wasn't there when we were there. We got to that house, and I had the wrong name, so the husband almost threw us off the property.
That's the other cool part is sometimes you're trespassing.
Yep, and sometimes I give Roy the wrong directions. It's a whole thing.
But it's a lot of fun. We take the station vehicle. Sometimes most of the time you have to put your own gas money in it.
Yep, we're saving the Spartanburg trip for you and Nicole.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Anyway, what else do we need to talk about today on the wrap party? Loren got knocked off the internet on the show today. So you mean to tell me that if someone else gets on... that your internet knocks you off because Roy's going to reconfigure my whole home.
Well, no. See, the problem was that our au pair Elena got on a video call to Italy. So because I was on video and streaming audio and running the internet, and then she got on, I guess it dumped me.
We can fix that.
Yeah, there should be plenty of space.
Your bandwidth is probably bogged down. And we can separate different bands of internet.
Run a speed test real quick.
Yep, go to speedtest.net right now.
Okay.
This will be exciting.
Well, nobody's on it but me right now.
Good.
Hold on. Oh, no, actually, that's a lie. Dallas is on a video call now.
Good. Speedtest.net.
Okay.
Click go. So here at the radio station, I'm looking at theirs, and we're throttled here.
We are?
Yep. They throttle our Wi-Fi. In fact, you can see it starts off hot, and then you can see the throttle pulling us back.
It's going to take a minute for it to get the number going, Loren.
Yeah, mine is going now.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, this is exciting.
Because Manny's was awful. You were supposed to get like 200 Mbps, and you were getting like 20.
Down.
What'd you say?
Internet.
That's
probably
like
point
I'm
something.
Waiting for.
I liked your song, Roy. Well, it's Loren's internet.
Upload rate is terrible.
All right, what do you got?
What?
Okay, my ping, I don't know what that means, is 16. My download is 229.15.
Whoa,
but my
okay.
My upload is 35.4.
All right, so everything is great there. So you must have a Those are good connections.
Mine was like
25.
35.4 is a good upload.
35.4 is a great upload, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a good upload. Mani had like 25 for the download, and you should have 200.
Something. All right. Don't drag me through the mud.
So you probably then have an issue where everyone's using the same Wi-Fi router, and it's too many people. And like probably your TV's on it. Your entertainment's all over.
Puppy
your
dog
speakers
pals.
Are on it. It's
and
too many connections.
There is a way to separate. Like we have these Orbeez, I think they're called. Mm-hmm. And there's a way to do it, but I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, like
to the rescue.
You got
to
have like I'll set Manny up to where he'll have all of his TVs on one, and then him and his family on the other, so that
that's great. You guys can you do that for mine?
Yeah, yeah. It just takes some clicking of the buttons.
Spending like $300 with him. And he's giving me no interest financing to pay it off.
And by the way, none of that's my services, just in product.
Yeah. Just product. I'll pay him with food and wine.
Okay. No, just pay for the product.
Well, I'm buying the product, but your labor costs.
My labor cost is me just being there to help you guys out.
I'm looking at Loren's window behind her as she broadcasts you guys from her chateau in the closet. And it's a beautiful window, and it just got me thinking of the website that I was watching before we recorded this podcast. It's called Window Swap, and I think it's just windowswap.com. And people upload a live video, including audio, of their view out of their window. And we were looking at everything from like India to Turkey to the United States to Japan, China. And Loren, I think you should put your window up. It looks beautiful out there.
I think I'll pass.
And she already, I don't want to reveal. Mm.
Oh, I know what you're going to say. That's just another thing to bog down our internet.
That's not what I was going to say, but okay.
Okay.
I was like, she's already dealing with something else with people looking into her life.
Make sure you're listening or at least hear on the podcast tomorrow for what's going on, what Loren found out, okay? That's a Rat Party Podcast, everybody.
Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.